Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. I'm Russ McCann. Creating health in your life might be easier than you think. The holidays are here. I'm sitting in the studio. We've got the Christmas tree all decorated. The fireplace is going. And this is the time of the year that we get to spend with family and friends and really interject on all the things that we have to be thankful for. And as we look into the new year, we often think about New Year's resolutions and how we change our life. During today's show, we're going to really spend a lot of time with both Dr. Anderson and Dr. Mark Nelson, our special guests, talking about how you can take control of your health by teaching you the habits of health necessary to live a healthier and longer life. Don't wait another day. You know, we don't have to wait till New Year's in order to make this happen. It's never a great day to start a diet, but today is a great day to start creating the habits of health in your life. I'm Russ McCann, your co-host for the Habits of Health Talk Show, and I'm joined by Dr. Wayne Anderson, who is the leader in nutritional intervention in this country. As the nation's 10th board-certified critical care physician, he helped pioneer the emerging subspecialty of intensive care medicine. He's the executive director of the Health Institute, a training and certification organization in the emerging field of health coaching. He also serves as medical director for Medifast Incorporated. He is the author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. Let me welcome my good friend, Dr. Anderson. How are you doing this afternoon?
Well, Russ, thank you so much, and good afternoon to you. And it is the holiday season, and it's very certain that I know there's a lot of people listening today that are out there are thinking, like, God, how am I going to get through the next 2.5 weeks when every day I'm surrounded by food, all these great-tasting things, I'm going to gain 5 or 10 pounds, and oh, my goodness, how am I going to do it?
I remember in my corporate world, one of the gals that was a purveyor used to come by and deliver fudge every year. And I remember saying to her, I said, Carmen, Christmas doesn't start until the fudge hits my desk. And I had a chance to visit with her yesterday, and she says, Russ, I've stopped delivering fudge. She was so excited that she not only has incorporated habits of health in her life, but she's really, carrying through this mission of really trying to do the right thing. And it's very, very hard this time of the year with all the things that are thrown at us. I wanted to kind of start the show really kind of helping the listeners this afternoon really define what are the habits of health that are critical to helping us live a healthier, longer life.
Well, Russ, there some of them are obvious and some of them aren't so obvious. I mean, obviously, everybody that's that hasn't been hidden under a rock their life, they've heard about dieting, and certainly what you put in your mouth matters. Diets by themselves don't work. About 85% of people that go on a diet lose weight. So what in essence we've done is take a very different approach to the habit of health, and that is, heck, you need to reach a healthy weight, no question about it. And we're going to show you how to do that very effectively. In a system that's, you know, well proven. But the reality is there's a lot of other things that matter. And of course, how you move your body is important, but it's also how you sleep, how you handle stress, and a bunch of other just small daily choices that you make, that can either support health or actually move you down the path of what I like to call the habits of disease. And, you know, at this crazy time of year, I'm looking outside at a, and I won't say which one, but one of the fast food restaurants, and I'm looking at the line of people at 3 o'clock in the afternoon that are in line to get food. You know, they're obviously going to fuel their body in the mid-afternoon with a high fructose corn syrup, all the whole bunch of calories and fatty foods, and they're going to do that in the afternoon, and then they're going to go home in about 3 hours, and they're going to eat again. So by the time they get home after having that large Coke or Pepsi or whatever the heck they have, they're going to be hungry. And they're setting up a cycle, and then they're probably going to start going to a holiday party tonight. And in essence, what they're doing is they're putting themselves in position where they're probably doing a lot of things. And one of the things they're doing is they're sitting in their car waiting for the to get up to the takeout window versus, you know, actually even walking out. And certainly, unlike 10,000 years ago where you got up in the morning and really worked hard, Russ, to find your food, they're consuming, you know, very little, maybe 10 calories total during the whole process. So we have a really discrepancy in a lot of areas in modern life, and cybernetics, our machines, have made it very, very, very easy for us not to have to expend energy. And our basic programming, Russ, is to conserve and to store energy. 10,000 years ago, you worked very hard to do that, and you went to sleep. You got plenty of sleep because as soon as the sun went down, you know, you maybe had a little fire, and then you went to bed. You had to get about way over the amount of sleep. The average man needs about 8 hours and woman about 7 hours. I mean, ideally, you know, as long as you get, a woman gets six and a man gets seven, you're okay. But bottom line, all those things have been changed radically by this obesogenic world we live in. We get up in the morning and we start eating. We're eating all the wrong foods. We're eating refined sugars. And then we're going through this process of usually sitting down at a sedentary job, staying up too late, being surrounded by all kinds of stress. And it's really taken its toll on us.
Well, you know, you mentioned, you know, fast food and all the things that are out there for us, and that really what we eat and what we consume is really only one part of the answer, that we've got to sleep right and we've got to be able to reduce stress in our life. And that's easier said than done. You know, is being overweight kind of a, you know, we talk about the triggers and the things that make us eat, you know, is there really any hope for us today as a society? And what are maybe some simple steps that we can do to really eat more of the right things and really increase activity in our life?
Well, you know, it really starts with awareness. You know, as I mentioned just a while ago about our inherent design, we were designed 10,000 years ago as hunter and gatherers. We worked very hard to find our food. So we were programmed with 40 billion fat cells so that we found a bush or could you know, knock down a woolly mammoth, we would take those calories and we would eat as much as we can and we would store them. So basically the first thing starts with understanding that today it's a much different world. And so what we've got to do is be aware that if we get up in the morning and we're not paying attention to what we're doing, we're going to be led in through a whole bunch of different areas that are going to have a negative effect on it. So in other words, 91% of our food is processed, most of it energy dense and nutrient sparse. Two is we've got food that basically is full of high glycemic index, so it's going to stimulate insulin. So the first thing starts from understanding that we've got to decrease our portions, we've got to start eating healthier, and that starts with getting rid of the refined sugars, getting that animal fat out of your diet. It starts with understanding and picking wiser and choosing more wisely. That's where it starts. And then beyond that, you know, just saying no to a lot of machinery. You know, I got off a plane a few months ago after being on a plane for 6 hours, and rather than I've been cramped up in a seat and I was excited about walking down the concourse there, and everybody off the plane is standing in line to get on one of those people movers because they're not thinking that, you know what, you just sat for 6 hours. Walking that 100 yards would really make a difference in you. And it's all those little those things that matter. So the first part is being aware. The second part is knowing what your triggers are. You know, there's certain things that become conditioned responses. I know for myself, you know, in high school, my girlfriend was the captain of the cheerleaders and I was captain of the football team, and she would make the night before the game, she'd make me chocolate chip cookies. And, you know, warm chocolate chip cookies bring back, you know, a rush of memories and tastes. And I know today that if I have chocolate chip cookies, I'm basically almost can't avoid them. And so my girls, I have two daughters, they know if they want something, they have orders from me to basically not use the cookies to get what they want. So I tell them if they want cookies, if I'm on the road lecturing, great, make the cookies in. But just the smell of them affects me. So knowing that you have something that, you know, affects you, and this is just common sense stuff, but if it affects you. So a great way to do that, just as a great way to get started, is take a diary. Just make a diary. I know it's a pain, and I know most people think, oh, I don't want to do that. But the bottom line is you would be surprised. If you wrote down everything you ate in your body and what you were doing, especially over the holidays, you'd get a good feel for all the stimuluses that get you to do something. It could be stress. could be the boss yelling at you. It might be better to, you know, just as a simple trigger change, when you get the trigger and you're stressed out, rather than grab the bowl of M&Ms that's on your desk, maybe it's better, number one, to not have those M&Ms. Maybe it's better to have a couple of Ziploc bags full of some carrots or something you enjoy munching on, and then munch on that. Or maybe it's better to just go out, take a 5-minute break, and go out for a walk and walk down the stairs and let all that stress chemistry, you know, that was designed to protect you 10,000 years ago. But today, the chemistry's staying there, so you may have the same level of stress, but normally your body would use that up because you were running fast to avoid the saber-toothed tiger, and now you're just sitting there with all those chemicals inside your body that are doing several things. Cortisol being released causes you to get hungrier. It can help you cause more weight gain. It can cause problems with your blood sugar. The epinephrine and the norepinephrine, all these things being released, can have a negative effect. So the first thing is becoming mindful of your day. The other thing is really important, Russ, is planning. Man, if you know, you know, if you're going across the desert, you check your gas tank before you went, and you'd see the sign, and it would remind you. But you would stop, look at your fuel tank. You wouldn't just head off, because you know if you ran out of gas on the way, basically you might be in really big trouble. So the whole thing with this is knowing that if you're going out, making sure you have some fueling, some things with you. Make sure you eat before you go out, something healthy. Make sure when you're going to like one of these holiday parties, you grab something to eat before you go. And then that way when you're there, you can taste, still enjoy the taste, because 95% of your taste satisfaction comes in the first 3 bites. But instead of sitting there unconsciously, you're grazing on these bacon-wrapped scallops that have about 100 calories per one, and having 5 of them without even realizing it. You know, you just need to be mindful, and that's a great way to start.
You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins. Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson, and I really want to really touch this on this next segment, Dr. A, a little bit about, you know, it's really critical that people have a support network to help them you know, get health in their life. Maybe kind of frame out a little bit about, you know, this coaching organization that we were talking about at the top of the show in terms of being able to provide support for people who are looking to get started in a healthy way of life.
Well, you know, support is, to me, is everything, and it's the key missing ingredient for most people to try to do it on your own. You know, willpower doesn't work. You need to have a support structure. I mean, there was a great study a few years back looking in the New England Journal of Medicine on people from the Framingham study, and showed that people that hung around people that were overweight or obese got overweight or obese. Removed three separate iterations. So, in other words, they didn't even have to be living near each other. They just had to have a relationship with them, and so. You know, it starts with that at the big picture. The big picture is, you know, our role through the Habits of Health and through what we're doing is to create a national organization of people that want to work together to create health for themselves and then reaching out to support others. And that's what's happening. And so what's neat about it is you, just by joining a group, by being part of it, some of that modeling will start wearing off. So that's a great start. And it puts you in a, you know, in this obesogenic world, this fat-causing world, it puts you in what I like to call a leptogenic or thin-causing or microenvironment of health, where you're now surrounded with like-minded people. And then if you can get a personal coach, someone that's willing to coach you, and that's one of the things where we've taken the Habits of Health and put it with a health coach, and then using our amazing portion control meal replacements, we put people in position where they actually can take control of their health and their life. And it starts. You know, our health coaches, we have health professionals that are health coaches that are now using and helping us help their patients create health. But we have about 80% of our coaches are actually people that have gotten healthy themselves and now are reaching out and helping others. And I'll tell you, there's nothing better than, you know, if you've been through the struggles and you know where you were before and now you've been successful and, you know, you've gotten yourself down and reached a healthy weight and now you've learned to adopt the Habits of Health and you're now thriving in your life, boy, I'll tell you, you become a great role model as well as a great coach. And together, when you've got a coach that understands the Habits of Health and how to effectively help you reach a healthy weight and actually, more importantly, beyond that, move on and reach optimal health and help keep you there, that's where the real power of what we're doing is, Russ.
You know, often when we start not feeling very well, you know, we've eaten too much, we're 40 or 50 pounds overweight, we stop sleeping, we're stressed out on our job, we're really not living the habits of health, and often we set up an appointment with the doctor, we go do a physical, and often the doctor tells us, you know, the same three things. You know, Russ, you need to lose weight, you need to start exercising, and here's a pill to help you deal with the high blood pressure. And, you know, you walk away a little frustrated in terms of, you know, our healthcare system in this country. And I know you have had an opportunity over the last few days to really talk to people in our government about what we can do to create healthcare in our lives. And just wanted to get some feedback for the listeners to kind of know how important this is, not only on a personal scale, but on a national scale as well.
Well, you know, I think it's everything. I mean, our medical delivery system is broken. It's not repairable in its current state. And part of it is that we've taken people and actually, you know, it took the concept, you know, from back in the 40s and 50s with penicillin and drugs that technology would get us out of this mess and keep us healthy. And it just isn't the case. I mean, it is very important to build a new model of health, and that model centers around giving people what they need to get healthy. You know, I was speaking at the International Symposium, Anti-Aging Symposium in Las Vegas last week, and it was sold out, and basically very well attended. Doctors were standing three deep, and they were just kind of blown away because the current model is about reacting to disease. It's about people get sick, and then you put them on medicines that take care of their symptoms. What we've done is create a very different different animal, and that is, we help people get healthy. We give them the education, which empowers them. We give them the support, as we just talked about with a coach. And we give them a plan that's very specific, very doable. There's nothing in the Habits Health system, you know, within the book, within our program, there's nothing that they can't do. I mean, all those things are doable. There's no blue-green algae from the bottom of a volcano or tree bark from somewhere in the Amazon. We are simply teaching people the fundamentals using our wonderful portion control meal replacements to help people lose weight safely and effectively. And then during that teachable moment, when they feel better, they're ready to learn more. And then our coaches are standing by to help coach them. And what's nice about it, it's a very effective, cost-effective program because it costs more than regular food for them to get on the program. And then what's neat about that moving forward, they can start creating long-lasting health in their life. You know, you make the decision to do it, and you actually got to do it. But if you got the support, you got a system, and you got a great catalyst, boy, it makes it a lot easier, Russ.
Well, I mean, we certainly aren't going to be able to look to the government in the future for providing health care for us. We really have to take personal responsibility to do the things that we personally are in control of to be able to improve our health. And certainly we can do a lot. And you take a look at the healthcare system in our country, and it's just broken. It just doesn't work very well. And when you take a look at an individual, I remember my own example 3 years ago when I was starting down this path to lose weight. I really didn't know that all the things that are outlined in your book, how critical it is to not only eat right, but sleep right, and really be committed to removing some of the triggers in our life that really cause us to overeat. And this time of the year with all the holiday parties that are coming up, I've got a couple of them coming up this week, and really focused on making sure that I make the right decisions and eat the right kinds of foods and don't overindulge. And not wait until January 1st to start my New Year's resolution to stay healthy. And you know, crisis eating happens a lot this time of the year. Families can either provide great comfort or also provide great stress. And on your website, there's a really good information about the joy of the holiday stress that was written by one of the behavioral specialists that you work with, Mark Basall. And it was very, very interesting about the buttons that people push and why we need to take personal responsibility to push our own buttons. You know, what can we do this time of the year to really put things in perspective so that come January 1, we've really got a full plan to get health in our life?
Well, I mean, it really starts with understanding and recognizing that health needs to be one of our priorities. In other words, when you have something you really want to do, you're going to do it. And so it's really important for people to recognize that, you know, much like freedom, it's not until it's taken away from you that you really recognize how important it is. And health is really everything. Without your health, you've got nothing. And because it's so insidious, it happens so slow. You know, whether you have a taste of that dressing on Christmas Eve or on Thanksgiving, or whether you have a huge bowl and go back three times because you love it so much, it doesn't make any difference that day. But over time, making those kind of choices make all the difference in the world. And so it really starts with making a decision. You know, how important is health? Well, it's everything. And also understanding the other piece of that is that it's not going to change overnight. You know, we talked about using our portion control meal replacement, which are incredible to lose, you know, up to 2 to 5 pounds per week. But basically, which can certainly accelerate the process, but basically understanding is first making a decision. And, you know, if you look at yourself in the mirror, a lot of times people traditionally they have a medical trigger, they have a heart attack or stroke, and psychologically it jolts them so much they make the decision and then they move forward and they now live the habits of health. They make the right choices. What we need to recognize and realize is don't wait for that to happen. And certainly habits are hard to break, but all you have to do first is make the decision. If you make the decision that, you know what, I'm going to start getting healthy and I'm not going to wait. See, that's part of the thing about procrastination. It's the lack of really understanding that, you know, there's never going to be a great time. There's never going to be a time. The people spend more time planning their vacation than they do their life. And I think that's something people need to first be aware of. And I wouldn't try to do it all. I wouldn't say, yep, I'm going to do it all by myself. I would say, you know what, I want to make the decision. I want to be healthier in 2011. And I would say, you know what I'm going to do to give myself a head start? I'm going to start making that decision right now. Because right now, I mean, you know, one of the things that's great about what we're doing on this show is giving people right now the opportunity to change, make a decision that right now I decided I'm going to get healthy, and then basically just follow directions. You know, we've got a time-proven system that works effectively. It's very cost-neutral. It'll put you in position to have great results. You're going to get a coach that will help you be successful. And you're going to get a system that's not only easy to follow, but makes sense. And what you're also going to find is, rather than just kind of surviving, it's going to allow you to change and make direct changes, not just in your physical health, but you're going to feel better mentally because you're going to sleep better, you have more energy. And, you know, obviously none of these things we can't say for sure how much it's going to affect you, but we do know this. We know that people that get healthy, lose weight, and start making choices that support health, their whole attitude seems to change. They have more energy. They sleep better. And it's just nothing as we talked about last week, nothing, as Nancy Pettit says, nothing tastes as good as thin seals. And it's just a matter of overcoming that logistical and psychological barriers. You know, there's, it's so chaotic, our lives are crazy. There's no way you're going to make wholesale changes all right now. All we're really saying to you today is make a decision. I want to get healthy. Raise your hand. And then basically, get in touch with us, and let us know, if you'd like to get healthy, and we'll help you do that. I mean, we've helped over 100,000 people create health, over the last several years, and what's neat about it is that number's growing daily, and it's through, giving you a coach and a system that will allow you to first reach a healthy weight, if you follow it correctly, and then over time create optimal health. And I gotta tell you, we have so many people now that have just dramatically changed their relationships. They're having fun again. They're spending time with their grandkids. They're traveling. There's nothing to say that even if you've got diseases, diabetes or any of these things, that you have to continue on going to the doctor, getting more medicines. There's a potential for you to choose a different path where, yes, you may still need those medicines, but hopefully over time, as you start getting healthy, you'll be able to work with your doctor and lower some of those medications, because you'll be taking control of your health and making choices to support long-term health.
Well, great, Dr. A. I want to make sure everybody knows how to reach us. They can go to our website at hohtalk.com. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com. Right on the front of the website, there's a link that says order Dr. A's book, and it gives you an opportunity to order The Habits of Health. And also you can order the workbook that helps people go through a progressive study plan to learn the things that they need to learn in order to incorporate health in their life. I'd encourage you to get connected with one of our health coaches. You can reach us by phone at 401-388-0778 or by email at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com. I'm Russ McCann, and you're listening to Habits of Health Talk. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dr. Mark Nelson, a board-certified cardiologist who's helping people take control over their health and helping them create a healthier, longer life. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com. You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. they set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We're back on the Habits of Health Talk radio show. I'm Russ McCann. Did you know that obesity is the second leading cause of cancer in this country? And the rate of which people are suffering from cardiovascular disease is growing at an alarming rate. We have with us today Dr. Mark Nelson, a leading board-certified cardiologist who has turned his focus on preventing disease rather than fighting the effects of it in the operating room. Dr. Nelson, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Well, Russ, thank you. It's an honor and a privilege to be on the show with you. Thank you very much for allowing me to help out.
You bet. Well, let me just start by letting the listeners know a little bit about you. Certainly, I've gotten to know you pretty well over the last couple of years. You're a board-certified internist and cardiologist. You have your master's degree in public health from Columbia University. You've worked with the Centers for Disease Control. You've written papers on preventing cardiology or preventive cardiology. There's just so much that you've done. But one of the things that I'm really, really intrigued about is, you know, you've become a full-time certified health professional helping create wellness and optimal health in people's lives. And really, and maybe you could clarify for me, you know, you've walked away from your practice and full-time focused on helping people really make a change in their life towards creating health. Maybe just describe a little bit for everybody, a little bit about what you're doing and kind of your background. And as a country, you know, when you have to go to Dr. Nelson and end up on the table because you've got cardiovascular disease, that's not a good thing, is it, Dr. Nelson?
Well, it's not a good thing because most of the diseases we confront are preventable. And the most important thing about learning habits of health is it allows us to take control of our health and our lives. I'm not a surgeon, but certainly as a clinical cardiologist, I dealt routinely every day with people with diseases and medical problems, most of which increasingly, Russ, as you well know, were directly related to they're being overweight or obese. And that's not about criticizing people. It's simply a statement of fact that we live in a society which teaches us habits of disease, which is obesogenic and simply doesn't foster health. One of the, I guess, turning points for me in my career as a clinician was the realization over time that I was, in fact, what I had read about, an article, I believe, in one of the cardiology journals, describing us as cliff dwellers, meaning that as healthcare professionals, we increasingly found ourselves at the bottom of a cliff, and we were catching the bodies of people who had fallen off, meaning people with a multitude of diseases, cardiovascular disease, hypertension, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, cancer, a host of problems. And we do very noble work reacting to disease, but it becomes clear that we can and must do more. We can, in fact, teach and empower people to take control of their health. We must do more than simply react to disease.
And I think the proof of that is evident in terms of what we confront today, Russ. We confront an obesity epidemic, which is, in fact is a global epidemic. There are 200 million Americans who are overweight or obese. Approximately 70 million Americans or more have the metabolic syndrome, which is really a precursor to diabetes. It's fair to say that it's early diabetes, in fact.
Sure.
We confront epidemics of chronic disease that are directly related to unhealthy choices and habits of disease. The good news is we can turn that around, and we can change that by teaching people and practicing, habits of health.
I was reading an article in the USA Today. I mentioned this last week on the show that 86% of physicians that were surveyed in this poll felt it was their responsibility to help their patients lose weight and get their weight under control in order to reach optimal health. Yet 20% of the physicians felt that they were poorly equipped to be able to provide that. So there was this huge gap between a physician feeling responsible to help people but not being equipped to be able to help people. And what I'm hearing you saying is that with the habits of health and what you've learned in terms of how people are really creating this change epidemic, that we actually now have something very, very practical that can help your patients and people all over this country change their orientation towards health. Is that correct?
Yes, that is precisely correct. And I've been, struggling within the confines of what I call the sickness industry, because that's truly what our healthcare system is. For years as a healthcare professional, to help my patients improve their health in fundamental ways. And we know that diets don't work. 85% of people who lose weight on a diet gain weight and then some. And this is the discussion you had with Dr. Anderson just last week, and that was a phenomenal show. And he is a remarkable man, because the habits of health system that he has developed is really a path that people can walk down to learn simple new habits. The habits of health system is a powerful vehicle that allows us to move from where we are, and for many people that's being overweight, unhealthy, medications, medical problems, to actually walking down the road of optimal health. And as a health coach, I'm also able to help healthcare professionals share these habits and a program with their patients. So they, in fact, now have a program that they can use to help their patients, because the reason the vast majority of healthcare professionals went into healthcare, whether they are physicians like myself or chiropractors or nurses or registered dietitians, most of these people went into healthcare to help people. And what's happened is many of us have grown very frustrated because the healthcare system as it's structured really doesn't allow us to help people create health in their life. It certainly teaches us and trains us to react to disease. But teaching and empowering people to learn habits of health and create health in their life, that is a shift. And that, in fact, is one of the most powerful things that we do with habits of health.
We're not talking about a magic bullet, a special pill that they can take, or we're not really even talking about a diet, because as you mentioned, diets don't work. We're really talking about a specific step-by-step approach to help people take personal responsibility. And I think often we go to a physician, we go to the hospital, we go to the doctor, and we come to them with all of these symptoms, and we expect that somebody's just going to give us the magic answer. We go home and we can continue to live our lives. It really requires us to take personal responsibility and make that change, does it not?
It certainly does, Russ. And the other thing that I think is so profound is that as we grow older, we sometimes forget that however old we are or young we are, we can always learn new things. I mean, when a parent has a child, a son or a daughter, and you teach them a sport or teach them anything, you're basically teaching them new habits. And we're always thrilled to learn that our children can learn new things. Well, so can we. It's not. What I'm saying is the simple daily choices that we make. We can simply make different choices, taking responsibility, knowing what we want. For example, learning the habits of healthy eating, eating frequent small meals, learning the habits of healthy movement, not sitting in a chair all day, walking or exercising, just activities of daily living, burning additional calories, habits of healthy sleep, relaxing, habits of creating a healthy support system. What happens to people, and this is so interesting, Russ, when we think about it, we all are creatures of habit, but we actually stop thinking of the habits we already know because we do them instinctively. The
right.
Good news is we can simply learn a new daily routine. We can simply learn new habits step by step that are abundantly simple, but that over time make the most profound differences in our lives. And that's the power of the Habits of Health system and Dr. Anderson's vision, because we're not saying to people, you need to bike with Lance Armstrong in the Pyrenees, or you need to run a marathon, or whatever.
Right.
This is a system that allows people to simply learn step by step simple new choices that over the long term can have the most profound impact on their health than anyone could imagine. Because the other thing that we forget, Russ, even as healthcare professionals, is our bodies are able to heal themselves.
Right.
It's a miracle. Our bodies are able to heal themselves. We're not letting them because we're assaulting our bodies with nutritional pollution, sedentary lifestyles, a very stressful environment. We can make choices. We can create new choices in our life to change our health and our life. And is that about taking personal responsibility? I think it's about that. I think it's also about people realizing that we can and are able to change and improve our lives and health profoundly.
Yeah, well, Dr. Nelson, thank you so much for providing your passion for helping people get healthy. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, I'll share more about my personal journey about optimal health and what the food industry is doing to affect our nation and our waistline. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
There has been a great awareness brought forth about the power of the mind and thoughts. But what's been left out is the spiritual aspect of manifesting. Awaken to your spiritual power with Oriella will bring you to the awareness and understanding of your spiritual aspect and how to integrate it into your manifesting and everyday life. Oriella will assist you in fully awakening to your spiritual self, your oneness, and show you how to integrate together your spiritual and physical life. For when the spiritual joins with the physical, mental, and emotional, the magic of creating happens and you become a more powerful you. Are you ready to live a more inspired and empowered life and be your more powerful you? Oriella will answer your questions, fire up your soul, and catapult you to your greater awareness. Tune in to Awaken to Your Spiritual Power with Oriella Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit AwakenToYourSpiritualPower.com to awaken to your spiritual power.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We're back, and you're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio show on the Transformation Radio Network. Tune in each and every Wednesday at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time or 12 o'clock noon on the West Coast. You can reach us on our website at www.hohtalk. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com. You can also send us an email at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com, and you can also reach us by phone at area code 401-388-0778. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Really enjoyed both Dr. Anderson and Dr. Nelson's commentary in terms of where we are in this country. And you may be listening to the show today and kind of wondering a little bit about the habits of health. And what we're talking about is we often refer to the words optimal health and creating this orientation towards health. And I can tell you that Dr. Anderson's book, The Habits of Health, along with the companion guide, it's a study workbook that talks about creating a longer, healthier life. These two books in conjunction with each other will help you self-educate yourself about many of the concepts that Dr. Anderson and Dr. Nelson were talking about today. And this is a chapter by chapter review. It's like going to college in the area of nutrition. And I would encourage you to tap into Dr. Anderson's knowledge in the book that he created so that you can get on this journey to creating optimal health in your life. You can find the book on the front page of the habitsofhealthtalk.com website. You can order it right there online. There's also lots of information on the website that you can click. There's daily blogs and information that Dr. Anderson and his team provide with us to help provide us with education, moving our life forward. And probably the thing that I'd like you to do today is on the very front page of the website, there's a link that says, take the health quiz. Now, this health quiz is part of the book, but we tried to pull it out so that you online can go on and take the health quiz to kind of get a really good self-evaluation of where you are in your life today. It'll talk about what you eat and how you sleep. It talks about how you live and how you interact with people. And at the end of it, you're going to get a score, and that score will give you an idea of just how healthy or unhealthy you are. From that point, it's going to be up to you to be able to make a decision in your life. Dr. Anderson talked a lot about simply first, especially this time of year, making the decision to make health a priority in your life. If you could create optimal health in your life, would you choose it? And I think most of us on the radio program today would say, yeah, we would choose optimal health if we could do it. But very few of us are equipped to be able to lose weight, keep the weight off, develop habits of movement, increase our sleep without some major shifts and major changes in our life. And the habits of health will help you do that. We've also talked a little bit today about the value of a health coach. And you may be thinking, okay, here it comes. This is where Habits of Health is going to talk about how it's going to cost me a bunch of money to get connected with a health coach, just like it does when I joined the gym in January. And I want to let you know that the Habits of Health system is full of health coaches across the country who are here to guide you through a path of creating optimal health in your life. They're not here to discipline you or feed you or to come up with a bunch of nutritional menus. They're here simply to guide you through a proven process that's outlined in the Habits of Health that will help you make those simple choices in your life, help you avoid the triggers in your life that really cause us to overeat, and help you today get on a step-by-step path towards creating health in your life. Any one meal is not going to move you towards health. Nor is any bad meal that we consume this time of the year going to damage our health in a significant way. It's really the daily choices that we make. Getting connected with a health coach through the Habits of Health system is vital to its success. We often talk about people that go on diets and lose weight, and very few people are able to maintain and keep their weight off for the rest of their life. Quite frankly, 85% of people lose their weight, and within 2 years, they've gained their weight back and then some. By tapping into a support network, it could be family or friends, a certified health coach with the Habits of Health. It could be incorporation with a fitness trainer to help you increase your muscle mass and become more physically fit. All of these support elements are vital to surrounding yourself with people who will encourage you and guide you and mentor you and direct you to the habits of health that will help you lead a longer and healthier life. In my own personal experience 3 years ago, I was sitting in my office in corporate America dealing with all the stresses that crossed the boardroom, and I ran into, by accident, a health coach, a certified health coach, who taught me a very, very simple eating system, how to eat six times a day, how to do it through the use of portion control meal replacements, and learning how to prepare a healthy meal of lean protein and vegetable. And as I began to lose weight, I lost 30 pounds in the first 30 days. While that may not be typical for everyone, that was my own personal experience. And then over the next 3 months, I lost another 30 pounds. So in about 16 weeks, I lost 60 pounds. And incorporating the habits of health and increasing activity and preparing healthier meals throughout the day and eating more fruits and vegetables and whole grains and reducing the consumption of animal fats, I was able to lose an additional 12 pounds. So I've lost 75 pounds total. And I could not have done so without the aid and the guide of my personal health coach, who really did nothing more than to point me in the direction that I needed to go. And a lot of it was found right here in the Habits of Health. It's a great book. I encourage you to get it. It really starts you on this journey. And the very first part of the text is all about why we are the way we are, how we prepare for the journey that we're about ready to go through, the fact that it's not our fault that the food industry in itself is engineering food in a way that adds calories and makes us want to consume more and more. Even the color of dining rooms and signs that we see on the highway are all centered around creating triggers in our life to help us go in, and unfortunately we gain weight over time by creating these habits of disease. And so the book helps us identify these triggers, puts us on a path for making better choices in our life. We begin to sleep better, the stress begins to remove itself, and then as we've all gone through this journey, we begin to share this path with others. And that's what the Habits of Health talk show is all about, is about sharing what we've all learned individually with you, the listening audience, and to help you get connected with a health coach that will guide you through this process. I'll direct you back to our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com. On the very Contact Us page of the website, you'll see a very simple form that you can fill out that will get sent to us, and we'll follow back up with you and get you connected with a certified health coach, which will help you on this journey. And here's kind of how the conversation will go. We're going to help teach you the things that you need to do in order to be able to incorporate six small meals a day that are low in fat, low in calorie, that provide you with all of the nutrients that you need, the proper amount of proteins and carbohydrates, the right amount of fats and the right kinds of fats. It'll provide you with all the vitamins and minerals that you need in order to hang on to lean muscle mass during the weight loss. It is pretty typical for most clients that follow the Habits of Health system during the weight loss phase to lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. And so as you begin down this journey and begin to lose the weight and start getting healthy in your life, it's amazing how the clarity in what we do every day manifests itself. And I can tell you that as I've helped clients all over the country, over 6,000 people I've helped over the last 3 years change their orientation towards a healthy way of life, it's been the most rewarding thing I've ever done. And really, I'm honored and privileged to have been asked to host this radio program over the next 49 weeks. We're going to spend a lot rolling up our sleeves, getting into the habits of health, and learning the things that we need to learn. I encourage you to get the book and the workbook. It will really add value to what we're talking about here on the show. And I know that as you incorporate these principles in your life, you will create optimal health in your life. I can almost guarantee it. You know, as we go out to eat often, and just to give you a little twist on the restaurant business, as we go out to eat, this is where we really, really fall down and struggle. Did you know how a restaurant makes a bad piece of meat taste good? Well, very simply, they poke holes in it and needle it for tenderness. And right before it goes out of the kitchen, they put butter on it with a slab of blue cheese and charge you more because they have really made it taste great. And so a bad piece of meat is often covered with butter and cheese, animal fat, which really don't provide us with the habits of health that we need, and then smother it with gravy or some kind of sauce. I encourage you today to get connected with a health coach. You can reach us on our website at www.hohtalk, and we'll get you connected with a health coach that will put you on the path to health. You can also reach us by phone after the show. We'll return your phone call at area code 401-388-0778, and you can also send us an email, and we'll respond promptly at optimalhealth@hohtalk. I'd like to really thank Dr. Anderson, our co-host, and really the creator of the Habits of Health Talk radio show, for his vision for helping us as a country and for sharing his amazing solution to the obesity crisis in this country. I'd also want to thank our special guest today, Dr. Mark Nelson, who really, in sharing his passion for helping us, will help us prevent disease and create a prescription for your life. And as always, I'd like to thank you, the listener, for joining us today. Join us each and every Wednesday for more insight from both Dr. Anderson along with our special guests. Next week, our special guest is Stephanie Golka, certified health coach from Northern California, mother of four, just an amazing individual. Stephanie will help you organize your life around the things that really matter most. Remember, it's never a great day to start a day, but today is a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and how to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit habitsofhealthtalk.com. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com.